The budget for the Commonwealth Games was £575 million, 80% funded by the taxpayer through the Scottish Government and 20% by Glasgow City Council. Colin McKenna put my political anorak back on. That investment is supposed to generate much more for years to come, partly by exposing Glasgow 2014 and Scotland to a potential TV audience of over a billion people in the Commonwealth's 71 competing countries. First Minister Alex Salmond.
No major sporting event in the world takes place without there being a key location for getting deals done and using the profile that Scotland has to push business forward.
The Prime Minister claimed the trade boost from London 2012 had been £14 billion. He says that proves the business opportunities presented by big sporting events.
Big sporting events, Olympics, Commonwealth Games, I think they are very good windows on successful economies, and so I think it'll be money well spent.
But the UK government hasn't been part of that funding. It's been the Scottish government and the council who've largely funded it.
Well, that's true, but also the UK government has provided important resources such as the armed services personnel that are helping with the security, but it's a United Kingdom effort too.
Lena Wilson of Scottish Enterprise and businessman Lord Hockey said deals were being done.
I think a good games will certainly mean business and jobs. If we look at previous games, we're talking about £2 billion worth of legacy investment, and we certainly would be looking to top that.
I've already had two people talk to me, and I think that absolutely the legacy of the games will create thousands of jobs.
Glasgow Council leader Gordon Matheson says the games have given the city a new lease of life and the chance to bid for many more sporting events.
We will be, in a very business-like way, looking to exploit the enhancement of our reputation to attract future events and to create more jobs for local people.
First Minister Alex Salmond says Glasgow 2014 has been a boost for all of Scotland and the sporting and business legacy will live on.
The legacy is about people. It's about the 150 sports hubs aligned from Breads of Scotland. It's about the ability to participate. It's about the sponsorship we'll now lever into sport. It's about the announcements we're about to make to carry forward this momentum into a new generation of Scots. These are all things for the whole country.
But the organisers are still looking for cash to help pay the bills. You could always go on to the Games Auction website and bid for some memorabilia. The Dancing Tunnocks tea cakes from the opening ceremony are going for about £500 each, although the dancers are not included.